The Lord be with you. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Luckey, those that are gathered here in the sanctuary, as well as those tuning in online as well. It's good to be gathered here today. And I use that word gathered for a specific reason. It just feels like we didn't gather the last couple of weeks. We certainly had worship 2 weeks ago. We had online worship. Very thankful for our elder Rick Durling leading us in the message and worship that day. And then last Sunday, we were out in the parking lot. But a term for worship is gathering, the gathering of Christians. And you just didn't really feel that sense the last couple of weeks. So I'm super stoked to be here this morning, gathered with you, the body of believers here at Peace Lutheran Church. Here's another thing that's happened in the history of the church. There was this thing in the first century called the kiss of peace. It's written in the book of Romans where Christians would actually kiss each other when they worship together. We're not going to do that today, obviously. That evolved to something called sharing the peace. Some of you may remember this, that you'd stick your hand out and share the peace. We're going to take it to a third step. We're not going to shake hands. But I just like to take a moment. Can you just wave to someone and say good morning? That's legal. And good? All right, awesome. Thank you. Recognize the presence of each other here at Peace. It's super important. This morning, we're taking another step further in the signs of Jesus. This is out of John's gospel. He lists these signs. It's like going on a scavenger hunt where John's taking us from clue to clue, sign to sign, leading us ultimately to a seventh clue that shows just who God is for us in his son Jesus. Today's clue of who Jesus is comes from John chapter 4, verses 46 through 54. And it's our prayer that we're inspired to live today knowing that God is for us. No matter where we find ourselves, no matter if we're kind of waiting for God to work on our behalf, we're going to hear about how God will, with his hand, deliver us and support us and sustain us in all things. Just a few announcements to share. First off, Dan Dusek, our administrative assistant, put together the newsletter this week. It should be out there. Make sure to access that, find it, read through it, because there's a lot of good information in there. I'm going to highlight just a couple of those items. One is that we're going to have a Hope for Healing seminar at Peace on February 12th. Let's see here. It goes from 9 to 1:30 in the morning. That's a Saturday. And lunch is provided. Simply turn this card in. It's an insert in your bulletin this morning. Turn this in or just email Dan that you'd like to attend. This is really for anyone. It's not just meant for people that are maybe going through a crisis. It's meant for anyone. We're all experiencing heightened levels of anxiety and change in our lives. And Mike Rinkin, through Compassion Ministries, just wants to give some hope in the midst of some of those challenges that are happening in our lives and certain hope that we can hold on to as well. The other thing to share is that we are returning our prayer, renewal, and healing service at Peace. That has not been back up since the beginning of the pandemic. We're bringing it back. It's going to be on the first Sunday every month at 9 a.m. here in the sanctuary. You are all are invited to come to have your challenges or needs or needs for renewal met with the prayers of the pastor and elders here at Peace, and that's a confidential time. It's about 20 minutes or so, but just a great way to uplift, to just share the concern that you have and have that met with prayer. I think that does it for the announcements that I wanted to share. Just want to give a special thanks to everyone who stepped up on behalf while I was away. I did have a fairly mild case of COVID congestion one day, and on the third day it was already clearing, but I don't want to project what happens to me will happen to anybody else, but do just want to give special thanks to everyone who did different things while I was down, especially my wife. Man, people ask me how I did. I did fine. I binged watched TV for 4 days, and my wife was taking care of the kids, and so I was so thankful for that. But thank you for everyone too here at the church as well for covering and being connected as you were.